they're asking us to self-endorse. In English, they're asking us to proceed with delight and pleasure. So we are saying yes to our highest self. We're saying yes to our full acclimation, our full abundance, our full privilege. So just like Serena is, wait a minute, I am not giving up till I can hear the audio. That's what we're doing as well. But we're hearing the audio of our own advanced status in English, our own higher self. So we want to understand, you know, when we say like, oh, we feel like we're doing this alone, where are my guides? Not only do we have guides supporting us, but the most important guidance is our true relevance. In other words, what it is we're here to do on a soul level. And so while we're, you know, just sort of living life from 3D perspective, this is our time of holy conclusion. So it's not even advancement, it's conclusion. So let's explain this. Our very last moment before our full awakening is already present, is already here, is our holy conclusion. So as we will allow ourselves to receive the gifts of rapture, this is coming under the umbrella of our own higher awareness. So this is what we're allowing. It's like normally we respond to the linear, to the ego, to past hurts and all that separation consciousness. But as we will allow full orchestration. So full orchestration is I go from playing the flute, it's a very nice flute, to suddenly I have a full orchestra backing me. That's what full orchestration is. And so now I've got the eyes of Horus. So we want to remember there are energetic liftoffs, there are energetic activations that are taking part. Now I've got the infinity sign. So we are reciting to explain what's happening. Is this attunement is responding to all of our understandings of self. So our multidimensional self, the self that we're not conscious of yet, this is what is being activated. This is what is coming to light. So normally you would have that knee-jerk reaction of suffering, like loss, good, bad. I lost, you lost, like as if we're separated. To that place where we're moving beyond division. Now, when we move beyond division, we're not securing the rites of passage just for our own advancement. We're receiving that higher understanding of self. Now, self being the one self. We're seeing the wholeness in each. So myself and another, we're seeing how every moment, every interaction is helping us to go abroad. In other words, helping us to align with our holy advancement, with our holy consent. So as we will receive these energies with delight, we're establishing grace. We're establishing union. Now this is the balance of the divine feminine, the divine masculine, coming into unison, coming into balance, coming into full stature, because as we will allow ourselves the gift of true remembrance. Now, true remembrance is not the linear life that you've been involved in. True remembrance is realizing you don't have to struggle to get to who you actually are. It's there all the time. So we're receiving that endorsement. You know, just like you were asking for, you know, can you contribute to my fund or whatever? It's like, will you make a contribution? We're receiving that endorsement in long-lasting gaze. In other words, long-lasting gaze, if someone's like doing open eye meditation, where you're looking and you're looking and 5 minutes later you're still looking and 20 minutes later you're still looking at someone else's eyes. So long-lasting gaze, it's not going anywhere. What we're doing is allowing. Now, this allowing thing needs some movement, needs some support, because we tend to receive ourselves in limited amounts. We think that we have to earn. Well, I have to do 4 more hours of meditation, or I have to forgive 60 other things I forgot to forgive, or whatever it is. But long-lasting glance is, it's here, It's here for the allowance. It's here for the taking. It's here for the persuasion. So it's our higher awareness persuading us to come on board to a new lifestyle. A new lifestyle is when you start receiving truth, when you stop needing something in form to be complete. I need a new cell phone, I need a new boyfriend, I need to do whatever it may be. So that outside apparatus, it's not that you're not entitled to greater achievements and happenings. It's that you bring that in through your new lifestyle. So in other words, we're opening up our canvas drawer. What they mean by that is we're opening up to our true balanced nature. We're opening up to our true consent. In English, we're receiving ourselves in bliss. So that whole tally card, I did this wrong. It's like, where did the card go? Where did the balance sheet go? So we're receiving ourselves in our full entitlement. So if you're handing out Hanukkah gifts, you're handing out Christmas gifts, you're handing out gifting, it's like the unending gift arrival. It's ever flowing. Imagine a banquet table, and it's like no matter how much how much you put on your plate, when you return to that banquet table, it's totally full again. So never ending, it's abundant, always and forever. Not because we have earned it, not because we have balanced out our karma, but because we exist beyond that subject-object tally calculation. So we're receiving ourselves in our holiness. We're receiving ourselves in our advancement. We're opening the awakened heart in all good measure. This means all for one and one for all. So this is the time of our full acquittal. This is the time of our full exchange. This is the time of our full acknowledgement. Our acknowledgement that we've never left our divinity. Our acknowledgement that everything that is needed is available within. So as we will receive it within, well then guess what? Whatever matches that frequency, whatever matches that dictation, that confirmation, we will receive in partnership. So it's like a matching pro, like you're playing that card game with little kids, and it's like, oh, I got two of a pair. So the pair that you're receiving in the outer, money, health, because the health is outer too, it's the body, it's all reflective of that good worth and value that we are permitting. We're going back to that banquet table. It is always full. So we're recognizing ourselves in our glory. We're recognizing ourselves in our true remembrance, our true allocation. They're showing me a dove, and the dove is a symbol for Holy Spirit. So this is our entitlement, because as we will savor that innocence, as we will savor that innocence for our very self, what we do is we assist the rest of the beings on earth to come along. But we have to receive it for ourselves. We have to acknowledge it for ourselves. So to see through the Father's eyes, to see with your goddess understanding, is to see all in truth. So now there's this rose, and every time I see this rose, it's like Mother Mary is not far away. So this is the offering that's being laid at our feet. So I literally have a rose at everyone's footstep. So you want to see that as indicative of our future steps, our future standing. Because as we walk Holy Mother Earth, we're doing so with love's embrace, with love's rapture, with love's permission, with our love's innocence. So as we will receive this offering, we ignite with our sacred heart. So this is where now I'm seeing the Merkaba. It's like we've had the answers all along. Imagine having a gift and you just forgot to open it. It's been there, but you've been so distracted doing everything else it's like, wait a minute, I forgot to open this gift. This is where we're coming back to our own rightly conclusion, recognizing the truth of self. So as we will receive this place of honor, this is very relevant, for each of us to receive that place of honor. So whatever that looks like for you, you may be sitting on a lotus pistol, you may be sitting on a meditation cushion, you may be on a chair, you may be on at the beach looking at a sunset. Whatever presents, but you're recognizing yourself to be at a place of honor. So in other words, you are at love's advantage. You have direct communion with your divine self, with your divine presence, with your all-knowing landscape. In other words, whatever entanglement, whatever is occurring in the linear and 3D, you're being promoted. And I literally have someone like climbing these stairs, like all the way up to heaven. You're being promoted to higher advantage. So again, as we've been explaining, as we receive ourselves in our innocence, as we receive ourselves in our holy exchange, it's that vibrational signaling that brings forth the swift change. And don't let the word swift alert you or concern you. Swift is abundance. Would you mind swift abundance? So again, our old standby, it's like we hold on to the security. We just hold on with clenched fists. Like, well, I have this. If I let go of this, who knows what's going to happen? But what we're receiving is our swift advantage, our swift allocation. So in other words, when we're aligning with our higher awareness, this frequency, this endeavor brings forth cascading relevance. So in other words, what is limited in terms of separation consciousness in 3D, it's a whole different energetic playing field when you bow to your divine grace, when you bow to your divine assistance, when you bow and allow your higher's, they're saying higher happening, but we understand coming in alignment with our divine presence, when we allow that to orchestrate and serve, it's a different reality. It's a different dimensional agreement. Even though it seems like you're on the same playing field, it's another way of saying this is heaven is a state of awareness. It's not an alternate reality. It's a different state in our body suits, in form, on earth. So this is what we're permitting, this is what we're allowing, this is what we're becoming accustomed to, is our new way of life. Our new way of life, we no longer need to push, we no longer need to strain, we no longer need to second guess. Because when we allow ourselves to gather our innocence, when we allow ourselves to be directed by that higher gaze, we're shown what everything is for. And right now with the energies, we're in the process of releasing. So what a lot of we're experiencing is for is releasing past judgments, releasing past resentments, releasing past fears, so that we can allow bliss, so that we can allow divine union. They're showing me someone like balancing like on a skateboard or whatever. So this balancing of the divine feminine, the divine masculine, coming into our own twin flame understanding. So as we will allow these energies to coincide with our own understanding of self, that means we don't walk alone. We no longer walk alone. There is no more separation within our own field. So once we understand that we're in charge of this quickening, in other words, how quickly, how fast we come on board. So the light on the planet has arrived. The activations are present. We have to follow along. We can use our, showing me like a cartoon where the character like digs in its heels and it kind of slides across the ground. We have the free will to dig in our heels. And so this is the maneuver of yesterday. So for many of us, we're somewhere in that continuum. Sometimes I allow grace to enter. Sometimes, you know, I drop the fear and open up to a new perspective. And then other times, I'm still like white knuckling it. I'm still holding on. And I've got evidence. I've got proof. So this is where you can tell you're still involved in the old scripting. You know, there's still a judge, there's still a jury within your own awareness. Very often to self, sometimes towards another, been really good in the victim role. So these are all the old energies that we are allowing to just sort of like be dumb, almost like you're done playing a game and it's like you just put all those pieces back in the box and you're not paying attention to, okay, who won, who lost. It's over. It's over. It's all irrelevant. This is what we're waking up to. These are just like ego scripts. These are just walking through energies. But the idea is not to cling. The idea is to allow yourself forward advancement, swift occurrence, swift abundance. I keep saying that swift. The reason is it's almost like jolting our system so that we understand what's happening, so that we understand we're living it really on a new earth. So we're waking up to the seeds of passion, in other words, waking up to how to follow these new offerings. So as we will seal our fate, we do so with love for our holy awareness. Love for our divinity, love for self and others. Let us receive in union. So union is in all happening. So when I see us, it's like as if we're the nucleus, we're in the middle, and then all these spokes are going out all around us. So all the people in our life, all our situations, whatever it is, that is ready to receive this light. Remember, we're the spoke in the middle of the wheel. We are the ones receiving the light. And then the light creates the power, creates the majesty, creates the new, they're saying deserving conclusion. Deserving conclusion. Someone needs to forgive themselves. This keeps coming up. And it's going to keep coming up. I just went through my own process a very short time ago, actually. So whatever is still kind of gnawing at you, whatever, just know it's there, not to hurt you, but it's there so that it can be evenly exchanged. You get a gift, it didn't fit me, I need to exchange it. Be exchanged for harmony. What matters is wisdom. This is not like counting score here. Any place where it's like, oh, I could have done that differently, that's the point. It's not about charges against self. It's about wisdom. Wisdom erases karma. Someone needs to hear that. When you gain wisdom, it's like spirit goes check. Wisdom erases karma. All right, let us receive. In all rights. Again, remembering as we receive, we teach all others to receive as well. Let's take a moment. Someone has this amazing idea and they're like, oh, well, not little old me, not little old me. So this is just the ego, you know, playing on you. You've got some brilliant idea that's ready to be distributed. you want to remember this, whoever it is. I don't know if it's in group or listening to the recording later. There is plenty of funds, money, capital for good ideas. There are many light workers that have their job was to have the capital. Go down and create capital, create wealth, so that when everyone else is blossoming, you're able to help. The money's not going to stop you in English. What it is, it's your own self-honor, it's your own self-worth. Why not you? In other words, why not you? Why shouldn't you have the idea? You receive heaven's blessing. You're receiving higher awareness. It's not about you. It's not about what you can do. It's what God can do through you. Whatever serves you, take the plunge. All right.